This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. Good morning, I'm Leah Fleming. AID Atlanta, the state's largest HIV/AIDS service organization, has filed a lawsuit against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The group claims the federal agency's decision to defund it threatens the delivery of services to the communities most at risk of getting the deadly virus. That's young, Black, gay, and bisexual men. Joining us now to talk about it is Nicole Roebuck. She's the executive director of AID Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's great to have you here to talk about this. So you decided, AID Atlanta, to file a lawsuit against the CDC. Tell us about that and why did you do that?
Well, what I wanted to make sure that people are aware of as well is that we didn't just get notification from the CDC and we said, okay, let's file a lawsuit. There were many different things that we did, including trying to communicate with the CDC, formal requests, written requests, correspondence, emails. When we weren't able to get any further information, then we decided that this is kind of like the last resort to try to get some answers.
As it stands, your group would lose a grant worth over $300,000. How would that impact your programs for at-risk communities?
It cripples the program pretty severely, particularly that one that focuses on young men of color. You know, there's a different approach you use with different populations. So that funding allowed us to make sure that we have a particular approach to that population. It significantly impacts our ability to do that.
Recently, the CDC, one of their spokespeople, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that while community-based organizations like AID Atlanta have been so vital to the nation's HIV prevention efforts because of limited funding, they, the CDC, had to make some tough choices. Mm-hmm. What is your response to that?
I would think that more dollars would come to areas where the need is greater. And not to say that anybody else's regions are not in critical need as well, but I think there are lots of studies, articles written about the South and the severe problem in the South. So we need more funding. We need advocacy from the CDC and from grantors in order to attack this HIV epidemic.
What would winning look like for you? What would success be? Putting the funding back in place, I would imagine?
Yeah, that would be one thing. And again, it's not just about AID Atlanta. If there are services that are going to be put in place to replace those critical services, then we would be okay. I think that would be a great win. Yes, of course, it would be great if dollars can be reinstated in order to continue the work at the capacity that we are. Of course, even the capacity we had wasn't enough. So much less to totally zero out funding. It's a huge hit on the community and the ability to serve that community.
Atlanta, as you have mentioned, has struggled with HIV and AIDS for years. Mm-hmm. And some reports have actually compared infection rates to that of third world countries.
I would say that that is accurate. Mm-hmm. I would say that that is very accurate in terms of proportion. The proportion of the disease to the number of people here in the Atlanta area in particular. There is, of course, an attractiveness about Atlanta. Its diversity, its inclusion, you know, of the LGBT community. So I think people come to Atlanta for that reason. You know, it's a city. People are more accepting. But on the other end, on the other side of that, of course, then you need the capacity and the resources to serve those people. And that's what we don't have.
So besides the funding, what are the biggest challenges facing you at AID Atlanta as you all begin to move forward with your work?
I would probably say the social determinants that impact people who are most at risk for HIV and for those living with HIV. There's a huge disparity in terms of access to healthcare, access to insurance, access to medications that are necessary, employment, income, education, and information, and of course the stigma that unfortunately lies in the African-American community. That is the majority of who we see are people of color. there's still a lot of work that Georgia has to do in terms of making sure that all people are treated equally and all people have access to care and all people don't feel stigmatized or ostracized, you know, because of who they choose to love.
All right. Nicole Roebuck, you are the executive director of Aid Atlanta. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
This is GPB Atlanta.